All right. Jimmy and Ryan have joined us. Questions?
So is that half full or half empty?
You know what? It was what a great performance from our guys tonight. I told them after the game, I said, look, I'm so proud of you. The shift that you put in. We said at the beginning of the game we were going to be on the front foot. We said we wanted to control this game. We wanted to dominate the possession. We wanted shots. And the boys stuck to the game plan. You know, I could see in their eyes before the game as well that they were up for it. You know, I said, I don't even have to motivate you guys here. It's a big game. You know what's at stake. And you've got a point to prove. And they went out there and what a show they put on for everybody. I was absolutely delighted for them. You know, we had two individual errors that let us down tonight. But I can accept that. I can accept that. We all make mistakes. The boys walked in the dressing room, put their hands up, said, yeah, my fault. But as long as you learn from those mistakes. But the two boys that will absolutely learn from those mistakes, and we'll keep improving and we'll keep marching on. I just went on a rant there, didn't I?
Keep going if you want.
No.
What were your thoughts on the penalty? What did you see?
Well, I'm going to tell you from my angle, it wasn't a penalty. But it probably was. I don't know. Actually, maybe it did look like one. I don't know. But, you know, Nate went out. It was a good little through ball. I think it just glanced over Luca. And I think Nate, if he could have done it again, he would have stayed in his goal. And let the defenders come in and take care of business there. But you could see, I think that was just a burst of energy from Nate there. You know, it's a bit of a head rush and went after it, thought he could get his hand on it, and obviously didn't, you know, gave up the penalty. But, you know, I think that's one that he would like to take back as well.
What went into your thinking in regards to starting Simon?
I wanted to start Simon tonight because I knew they had, you know, big defenders. Let Simon fight them off for a little bit. You know, we had a game plan where we wanted to get in behind them. That's why we put Ryan on the right side and Kyle on the left so that they could come in behind. Wanted Simon dropping in a little bit deeper to open up the spaces for these guys to get in behind. But I think you need that sometimes. You gotta wear out center backs. You gotta get them tired and fatigued a little bit. And that's when we took him off and then put Ryan up top and then had because I knew Ryan's legs were good. He could stretch him. He could get in behind. And that's why we put Gattas on out wide on the wing. So, you know, that was part of the plan.
What is a night like this, in a game like this that ends in a draw, huge crowd? What does it say for Canadian soccer and for the Canadian Premier League?
It's great. It's showing you know, the game's here. It's here to stay. You know, these are special nights. You know, midweek, under the lights, something to play for, cup match, Canadian championship. They're great games. They're great games for the fans. Unfortunately, I mean, we've got good weather. I mean, you know, this beginning of the season, we have thunderstorms right now. Probably have to delay, but you know, these are special moments. You know, for the guys in the dressing room, these are the games that you want to play. You know, they'll be talking about this when, you know, 15 years down the line, when they're sitting there with their buddies having a beer, they'll be talking about this game, saying, "Hey, remember that game against Montreal?" They're special moments that you got to cherish. And you know, as a footballer, these are the games that you want to play.
Just a question here. I guess, Ryan, could you speak about your goal and one, your goal as well as Gattas's effect on the game tonight?
Being able to go on top, just as Jimmy said, having Simon there to wear all the center backs and then switching mode for Gattas, meaning, you know, I was able to still run and Gattas come on with fresh legs. He's able to pick a pass, so Gattas is able to run too. And seeing Gattas get that ball onto his left foot coming inside, and there was an opportunity where I just had to peel off the center back, and there was a slim chance where the ball came and it was just one touch and hit and it went from the back of the net. And you know, those are the things players live for. Gattas, you know, he came out, come off the bench, he wanted to prove a point, and instead of having an assist and scoring the go ahead goal, it's good for him.
Yeah, you'd like to think so. You know, I think over the last maybe six games in the Canadian Premier League, the beginning of the season, the spring season, we just kept getting better and better and better and better. You know, you look at our stats, we dominated a lot of games. We just had that issue in that final third of just putting the ball in the back of the net. But we're, you know, I keep saying we're getting there, but it's a belief that's coming from the guys as well now. You can see it tonight. What a great test we're playing against Montreal. And I think every game they're really starting to believe more and more and more in themselves, their style of play, our philosophy. And I keep telling them it's coming. It's going to click. One day it's just going to click, and then that's it. You guys are off. You're off to the races. So yeah, you know, I look at the beginning of the spring season. It, you know, on paper it wasn't too bad. Five draws. I think we had two losses. Number of chances, but it was just clicking in that final third. But right now it's just about improving. Keep getting better every single game, and keep working harder.
What was your game plan going into Montreal? How
did
you approach it?
Do you know, we've really got to sit down and talk about that with the staff and look at it. But right now our focus is on Edmonton on Sunday. That's a big game for us. We've still got a few weeks before that Montreal game. We'll deal with that as we get a little bit closer. They'll have a lot more games as well that we can really scout and watch what they're doing. But as for now, it's put that on the back burner, and we got to focus on league play now.
You know, we had a earlier talk this week, the guys of us, you know, after the Halifax game, there was individual error that possibly been the decide of the game. And, you know, coming back home, we had a chat saying, you know, things happen in soccer games. But, you know, hold your hand up, be accountable, and all the guys around him pick each other up. And that's exactly what was on display today. You know, I had one individual error happen, we won down, but everyone knew that, you know, don't put your heads down. You know, we fight for one another until the final whistle is blown. And despite whatever went on here tonight, the main thing was that everyone on that field had each other's back. And that was the most important thing, and that's where you saw that spirit, that fight came from. And, you know, just everyone... Everyone there, just hold each other accountable, be there for one another, and just move on.
So when you talked about the two individual errors and the cost of throughout the season, what does it take? What is it going to take to cut those out? Is it just time and training, or
no? It's, you know, it's things that happen in games, Mike. You know, that it's the uncontrollables. You know. A little rush of blood, and you do something. The ball's in the air, and it's just concentration at times. I mean, that's something that you can't train. And I'll never hammer the players for making those individual mistakes. We make mistakes. Look, we make mistakes in life all the time. But if it's a consistent pattern, then there's an issue. But if it's a one-off where the player comes off, goes, that was my fault. Luca flicked it on, thought the keeper was there, bad touch on his head. I can't fault Luca, because I thought Luca was solid tonight. I thought he had a hell of a game. You know, I thought Nate was great as well in the back. You know, he's vocal. He controlled the back four, and was always talking and organized. Makes some good saves. You know, and I can't fault him for doing that. Now, if he did it every single week, it'd be a massive issue. But you know, my job as a coach is to get the best out of these guys and help them learn this game and learn from making their mistakes and trying to. I show them the right way and say, no, this is what you got to do. You made the mistake there, but you've got to learn from it. And this is how we're going to get better. And that's my job, you know. But I'm very fortunate. Like I've got a great group of guys in that dressing room that are willing to learn. They want to fight for each other. They got great characters. You know, they're resilient. And I couldn't ask for a better squad. And you know, I get so proud watching them today, just seeing them all fighting for one another, not backing down. 94th minute, they're still at it. We almost should have won the game here, but Joe just hitting the crossbar. But it shows you we're still going at it. We're still pushing on the front foot, trying to get another goal. But that's the type of players that these guys are, the type of group that they got, that we have. You know, I'm absolutely buzzing for them. Really am. Again, I went off on one.
Okay, we'll leave it there.
Thanks, guys.
Yes, thank you.